Well, seven crew members on the International Space Station, orbiting 400 kilometres above the Earth, have had to scramble to onboard safety capsules after Russia blew up one of its own satellites in an anti-satellite weapon test, creating a shower of dangerous debris. The crew, including two Russians, is now on high alert, keeping in constant contact with US Space Command.
The risk posture stays the same as it is now. We'd like to go quiet after 1755. But if things get worse, please wake us up to let us know.
Well, the debris will continue to threaten the space station on its regular orbit, as well as other satellites, likely for decades to come, experts say. The US and the UK condemned the act as reckless and irresponsible, a threat to the interests of all nations. Well, Dr. Elizabeth Buchanan is a lecturer in strategic studies with Deakin University. She says the space station was not a target, but that Russia's been cavalier in proving that it's back as a global security player.
So we've had, you know, almost 20 years of higher oil prices under the Putin administration. It has allowed Russia to rebuild and to retool its Russian military machine after decades of stagnation, disrepair, and, you know, no investment. So that's a real capability enhancement that's occurred, and that does mean a few things. You know, Moscow is now a competitor in the strategic and security realm, after the West, which would include Australia more broadly, has spent, you know, the post-Cold War era, and especially the 90s, writing off Russia. So the test is really a clarification of Russia's abilities in the sector and, you know, that they're back on the map, as it were, in a capability sense.
But why endanger the International Space Station? That may not have been the specific intent, but nonetheless, that's the reality with the, you know, gazillion pieces of debris that's now been created and with two of its own cosmonauts on board and,
yeah, absolutely,
and the international cooperation that the space station represents.
To think that there was a nefarious agenda to target the International Space Station, I think, is really simplifying the issue with any test, right? And it was a targeted test at a Russian satellite, which, you know, the Indians have done most recently in 2019, and I think the US have done it for, you know, decades in the space sense. But it really does underscore, I think, the potential and the possibility and, you know, fallout of mistakes, right? Human error, unforeseen consequences. So that's the real worry. So this action, I think, obviously is a mistake. I don't think it was a targeted action, but it does underscore that Russia is an actor in yet another strategic theatre.
Russia's been accused before of militarising space. Moscow's denied that. But is Vladimir Putin seeking a warfighting advantage in space in the interests of that strategic resurgence?
I don't think anyone can clearly, you know, get inside the black box that is Russian policymaking. And that's a that's more of a problem, right, for the international community. And I think the crux of the challenge here is when it comes to Russia, as this strike has indicated, you know, on one hand, you know, Moscow frames itself as a diligent and key stakeholder in the international space sphere, but then it executes a mission that, or we can argue, it either went wrong or wasn't planned coherently, or didn't plan for the fallout of what has occurred. But nonetheless, you know, Moscow inserts itself in, broadly speaking, global governance structures whenever it can, often legitimately through, you know, the UN Security Council. But then when it comes to actions and when it comes to policies, you know, it makes it rather difficult for the rest of us to kind of grasp what is the end game, let alone how do we build trust amongst other states with Russia when it's acting like this.
Now, Moscow's been putting pressure on other countries all around the place on many fronts. There have been poisonings on foreign soil. There's Moscow's support for the anti-democratic regime in Belarus. There's Ukraine. What is Vladimir Putin hoping for from this apparent sort of multi-pronged program of disruption, if you like?
Yeah, I think it's about legitimacy, the Russian state having a legitimate role in the international arena in strategic affairs. And granted, it's gone quite an interesting way about seeking that. But I think the complexity of the international environment today is such that it doesn't really allow for us versus them thinking, especially if you look to, you know, security pressures like global warming, which is a collective security challenge. But governments are still thinking in that kind of us versus them or West versus anti-West framing. At the same time, behaviours do matter, and Russian activity on the international stage, including everything you've just listed, and, you know, if I had another armful, I could list some more. But it's certainly not as pragmatic as we would hope it would be, and, you know, surprises the enemy to any kind of security planning. So I think we've got a Russia problem more broadly, internationally. We don't know yet how we're going to conceptualize the state and its role in the system. I think it's quite clear now Russia's not going away anytime soon, but how do we ensure our interests are upheld or at least impacted the least by Russian activity? And there's a really interesting kind of fracture within, you know, the West and our collective response to Russian disruptive activity on the international stage. If you just look to the Quad, for example, you've got half of the Quad, Japan and India, importing the majority of their LNG from Russia, and both stakeholders are buying and investing in the Russian energy sector. India's armed by Russia. So security, you know, in an international sense, isn't getting any clearer.
Dr. Elizabeth Buchanan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Linda.
Dr. Elizabeth Buchanan from Deakin University.